Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala amma ba'd. What Allah love versus what we love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he love humble and humility. He love us to be always for him, want him. This two word is easy, very easy. But imagine, the more Allah give, the more we become arrogant. Similar, you meet somebody, and the person need a lot of work. And you teach, and the more you teach, the more you give, the more you care, the more you love, the person become arrogant over you. And little by little, the person acting like a big baba, and they start pointing finger against you all the time. Meaning what? Less value, less respect, less love. Imagine we do that to each other. What about Allah Jalla Jalalu? The more he gave us, we have the disease of Qarun, the disease of Iblis, la'natullah alayhi. I did it, it's me. Because if you have the humble and humility, remember who's talking to you. If you have humble and humility, remember who is the giver. But again, this is one of the big disease of a human being. When Allah give, we become arrogant of what he give. Imagine. And little by little, astaghfirullah al-azim, Allah become less valuable, less respected. And when a situation arises, we can become arguing. We argue about everything to the point we lose our iman. We lose our respect. We lose our value of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do the same thing with other, with a loved one, with the good people around in our life. The more they try to be good to us, the more they love us, the more they respect us. Imagine, the more they value us, the more we become arrogant. Subhanak ya Rabbi. Subhanak. Now, what Allah love? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he love us when we return all our affair to him. He love us when we thanking him. He love us when we appreciate his goodness and we thank him for it. By obeying him, by showing our loyalty to him, our obedience to him, is not a talk. And now, I am busy with my remembering of Allah and showing the love of Allah and showing the humble and humility to Allah in my action, in my behavior, in my feeling. And the more I am humble, the more he give. The more I thank, the more he give. Now what he want? He want me to respect him more, valuable him more, thank him more, show gratitude to him more. I bear witness to Allah, my brother and sister in Islam. A lot of us, we do not have that. We do not have it, even among each other. Big time. Big time. And we lose the basic respect and value for each other. Subhanak ya Rabbi. Imagine how Allah feel. How you will be broken when someone do not show respect or value to you by keep always argue and put you down for no reason. For no reason. Unless deep down the person already have no value for you, no respect for you. Think about it between each other. Think about it about Allah Jalla Jalalu. Because if you do not do that with Allah, you will do it with everybody. This is why Allah love those who thanks, show gratitude. Allah love those who humble himself to him and show poverty to him. And similar in life, the more we humble, the more we show gratitude, the more we show thanks, the more we return all the goodness to Allah, the more Allah increases his bounty to us. Yesterday I have an incident. It was my fault. I pick up a luggage. Among my luggage, for a moment, it looked like mine. It's not mine. I made a mistake. And when I opened it, it was not mine. And the whole day and the whole night, just running around to return it to the airport and looking for mine. And I ask Allah to give me wisdom. Why, ya Allah? Why I do such a mistake? Why it happened? And this is why I share this with you now. It happened when we're running very hard to please other. When we forget to please Allah. When we forget to thank Allah. When we forget the giver is Allah. Forget. Another thing Allah hates. When we forget Allah and remember other. Imagine. The suitcase is not the problem. What happens if I'm running in this life and I forget Allah? I forget the giver. And what happened now? What is the price? The price is high. I will run around and I will lose focus. I lose purpose. I lose who I should love and for what purpose. Who I should respect and for what purpose. Who I should value and for what purpose. I become so tired. I can get sick. I lose my time. I lose my life. I lose the relationship with Allah. And the price is very high. Yesterday, I lost time. I lost energy. I lost a lot of money for taxi back and forth, different places. And what came in my heart? This is one mistake, one small mistake. What happened to us in life? when we pick up dunya instead of akhirah. When we pick up people instead of Allah. When we pick up our drama instead of Allah and Jannah and Akhirah. How much we lose time, effort and money over many things has no value. Has no value. And we forget Akhirah. We forget the relationship with Allah. We forget Jannah. We forget Jahannam, wal'iyadhu billah. We forget the pleasure of Allah, the love of Allah. We forget elevation of ourselves and our soul, dunya and akhirah. We forget all the goodness we forget. And we pay the price. We're running in dunya, running so hard. And we lose time, effort and money. For what? For what? To lose our Jannah? To lose the pleasure of Allah? Poor human being. Poor human being. Poor human being. This is what happened when we lose value, respect, thanks to the giver, Allah Jalla Jalalu. This is what happened when we do not show appreciation and thanks to the one who always give. He tried to be good to us. And he is good to us. Dunya and Akhirah. And again, if we do it with Allah, we will do it with people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a vision and a wisdom to able to see the truth and follow it and see the falsehood and not follow it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.